Siéntate.
Turn it off.
Listen to me, Siéntate.
I don't want to hear another
Listen,
word.
I
I
don't
don't
know
want to
how I
hear
can
another
convince you.
word from
Listen.
you. Leave me alone.
Siéntate.
Fair.
Where are you going,
You
ma'am?
know, I really should be going now.
No, just sit down. Listen
No,
to
I'm not
me.
feeling very well.
No, listen
Really,
to
I'm
me. Just
not.
sit down. Make
I
yourself
need to
feel
go as soon as
comfortable. But he
possible.
asked
I
me to
just need
keep
to
you
go,
here.
don't you get
I have
it?
never asked you for anything in my life. And I think you're smart enough to realize that. I just want one thing from you. One thing. And that's for you to trust me. Look, someone's hatched a plot against me. I don't know why or who, but I'm gonna get to the bottom of this, and you have to trust me. Cedric. I know it's really hard, but I need to be able to depend on you.
I can't. I can't, Omid.
Look, you don't need to do anything. You just stay here. Don't go anywhere. That's all.
Don't go anywhere.
Let's go. Let's go!
But where to?
We're going home. Get it? We're going home.
Ma'am,
I'm not going
ma'am,
anywhere.
Go
You're not going anywhere? You
didn't
think you have a
say,
choice?
Didn't you
Aren't
say
you
you
my
wanted
wife?
to come home?
Aren't I your husband? Now you do what I say. Let's go.
First, you have to promise never to do this
More
again.
Promises? There are a lot of things I'm going to promise you. Oh, yeah, there's going to be a lot of things. Just wait and see.
I just want to know why you lied to me again and again. You lied to me all the time.
You're saying I lied to you? I'm sorry. It won't happen again, ever. Satisfied?
Oh, then what you going to do with your other wife then, huh?
My other wife. I'll divorce her. What else worries you?
Mr. Sally, you're being unreasonable.
Mrs. Farangis, please.
What's the matter with
Mrs.
you?
Mrs. Farangis, let me talk!
All I'm saying is that you shouldn't make decisions when you're angry. You're so angry. He's really angry. Listen to him, or I'm afraid he might hurt you. Please,
I am
dear.
Afraid of him! I've never seen him so angry before, ever!
You've never seen me this angry? Don't you recognize me? Don't you recognize your husband?
All right, all right!
Now get up before I show you my bad side. Let's go! Let's go.
Please, please control your anger, darling. Everything's going to work out. Just relax. Speak calmly. You know, the neighbors are watching.
What's going on, Mr. Salahi? What is it?
This is my wife. She's coming to take me home, so we're going home.
Calm down.
Let's go.
That's enough.
I'm not coming.
You're not coming.
I'll come, but not alone.
This is all a game for her, Mr. Firdaus. She's been killing me!
Come with you.
Relax.
I don't think it's wise to sit behind the wheel when you're so angry.
Sir, let
darling,
me call a taxi.
Shut up! And don't call me darling as you know
Mr.
me.
Mr. Soleil, please, calm down.
Everyone should
he's,
just calm
he's
down.
He's acting
I'll
dangerously. I'm
you.
Scared of him. I am.
Omid, can you give me the address of your new
down.
Home?
Calm down.
What do you want? Tell me what you want.
She has to come with
what?
Me. I won't go by myself.
Miss Farangis, will you please come with us?
Yes, of course.
Please.
Mother,
please.
You shouldn't go.
Let's go. Calm.
I said so. I just said so.
Wait a minute. I'll go with them myself.
I have no idea whether Ahmed was ever hiding anything or not. It's just hard to know for sure.
He was hiding a second wife. It doesn't take a genius to know that.
What makes you so sure about that?
Come on, will the two of you just let it go already?
Women are always the victims. Poor Satare, she's heartbroken.
Is this the start of another war between the men and the women? Omid would never have done this unless he was unsatisfied. A man would never seek a second wife if he's satisfied with the first one.
I don't agree, Jahangir. So any man who's unsatisfied is free to get a second wife? That's
don't
wrong.
Don't you guys know she had problems conceiving a child? Do you have any idea how hard that is? That's probably why he got a second wife.
I think he started making more money, so he got a second wife simply because he could afford to.
I completely disagree. It has nothing to do with money. I don't have a lot of money, but I have two women in my life.
What? You have two? Wow, good for you.
You never told me.
I was waiting for the right time. The first is you, the second is Peaches.
I really don't see what's so funny.
You scared me for a minute over
but
there.
Honestly, Mr. Firdaus, what Omid did was very wrong. It's unforgivable.
Ma'am, I insist you don't jump to any conclusions without any evidence. We shouldn't try to speculate and guess what happens until we know all the details surrounding the incident. Even God, who created humans and put them on this earth to test them, doesn't judge them before their life comes to an end. He weighs the facts, and he decides based on them. That's what we should
do. You're right.
I wonder where they went and what they're doing.
They're probably fighting and pulling each other's
hair. That's what I'm talking about. You're judging again prematurely.
I apologize on his behalf.
What for?
As usual,
no harm done.
Reza's just joking. Tell him, son.
He doesn't know, yet he's saying they're fighting and pulling each other's hair.
I was joking.
I'm telling you for the last time. I don't know who that woman is. I've never seen her before. I don't even know her name.
I don't want to upset you, but I'm his wife. Oh, no. This whole thing seems like a bad dream. The birthday, the candles, the cake, then Mr. Salehi's second wife. Ugh.
Speaking of dreams, I'm about to doze off. What's the point of sitting here till morning? Let's all go to sleep.
Son, who on earth can sleep after what just happened?
I can.
Seriously, isn't it like a dream?
You know what's interesting about this? Sometimes you dream of things that you would never imagine possible while you're awake, and sometimes, when you're awake, you see things that you probably would never dream of, just like tonight. It's like the night of the Martin. That's what it is. You understand what I mean? It's the night of the Martin.
What's a Martin?
You don't know what a Martin is? It's a meat-eating animal with a slender body, short feet, soft, beautiful fur, and a thin snout. This animal comes out only at night. He comes out to hunt. But this animal doesn't hunt like other animals do, because when it comes out at night, it kills chickens. And roosters and other birds, all it can find. Until morning, it keeps on killing until it gets drunk with the smell of their blood. No one can realize that an animal so small and innocent looking can be so merciless. The reason is that a marten doesn't hunt to feed itself. It doesn't come out every night, but on the nights it does come out. It's the night of the Martin, all right. There are things in this world we do not understand. We haven't got the wisdom to understand them. And we haven't the means to comprehend. It's like a dream. It's like a dream when we are awake.
All right, then. Now tell me, who hired you?
I don't understand. What do you mean, who hired me?
Stop playing games with me. Who gave you money to pretend you're my wife?
My darling, I understand you're upset with me, and I shouldn't have surprised you by coming to your house tonight. If you want, I'll step out of your life and never see you again. But just don't lie in front of her.
You'll step out of my life. Why would I want a smart woman like you to step out of my life? Do I look crazy?
You're a coward. Don't you know how to treat a woman?
No, I don't. Why don't you teach me? Teach me how I should treat an extortionist, a fraud, a con artist like you.
You've changed a lot.
I've changed a lot. You haven't seen anything yet. Just wait a bit. My worst is yet to come.
Omid, I swear I'm gonna scream.
Scream already. Do whatever the hell you want. You can't make things any worse.
He's right. You should do what you say. If you think you're being threatened, then you should scream.
Listen, I'm definitely not somebody you want to mess with. Understand? I just want to know who hired you. You might not realize it, but you're playing a dangerous game.
Really, what game? If you're not man enough to handle one wife, why on earth did you get two?
I'm not man enough. I'll show you. You say you're my wife, right? You asked for it.
Amid Salehi, a confused madman with two wives.
Son, I thought you came upstairs before me so you could go to sleep. Why are you lying down like that? You're gonna hurt your back. Get up. Get up and sleep on your bed. Come on, get up.
I can't sleep until I find out what happens to them.
Why are you worried about other people's lives? I don't get that about you. Go to sleep. You need to wake up early.
Do you think Omid's a madman?
What? Why a madman?
He's got two wives.
Son, darling, we don't know the truth yet.
Sit down for a minute. What would you have done if I was in Omid's shoes, huh?
First prove you're a man by getting your first wife, then I'll answer your question seriously.
Seriously? Imagine I married with my first wife, and all of a sudden I walk in hand with the second
woman.
Okay,
fine. Once you get your first wife, then I'll answer your question about the second one.
Stop repeating yourself. Imagine I already have a wife. And then, just imagine me in Omid's shoes.
Hey, all right. I don't know. I'd probably take out her eyes or something.
Really? So you take out her eyes?
By the way, I've been meaning to tell you something, but I keep forgetting about it. You know Mrs. Salehi? Well, she has two female grandchildren. One has already gotten married. And they're both very beautiful. I don't know why the second one still hasn't found a suitor. I would like you to go to see her. What do you think about that?
I'm going to sleep. Good night.
Where are you going?
I'm going to bed.
I don't know why every time I talk about marriage, you either want to go to bed or you want to leave the house. What's wrong
with you?
Because
I'm talking about Omid. I'm asking you what you'd do if I were in his shoes. Then all of a sudden you change the subject.
I thought
and start
I answered your
marriage.
Question. I told you to get the first wife while I'm still alive to see her and then worry
Just
about the second one.
Leave me alone!
Omid, who is this woman?
I have no idea. Get out.
Where is this place?
The end of the line. It's my house. The only place I know. Get out.
Why did we come here?
Why did we come here? It's our home.
What are you afraid of?
But.
No buts. You can yell and scream all you want, but it won't matter because you're my wife and I'm your husband. Now when I tell you to get out, get out. That's not hard to understand, is it? Get out.
Hey. Why are you still awake? Aren't you going to sleep?
No, I'm not sleepy. If you want to go to sleep, go ahead.
Look at you. You're acting like I'm the one who brought home a second wife. I would never do that to you.
Omid's your friend, so actually, I wouldn't be surprised if you did the same.
I'm sorry. What did you just say?
Nothing, forget it.
It's strange. I'm shocked. I never thought of Omid as that kind of a man. Never thought it would ever cross his mind to get two wives.
A barking dog seldom bites. Be afraid of he who holds his head down.
Who barks like a dog, huh?
Leave me alone, Jahangir. I'm tired.
Sometimes you could really get on my nerves when you nag.
I'm not bothering you. Go to bed.
Why don't you go ahead to bed?
Not again.
You're irrational. Well, according to that professor, whatever his name might be, the rich man makes a mistake and the poor man gets the boot.
He gets the blame.
Oh, so it's blame?
Yes.
Anyway. Whatever. Why you gotta be nagging at me like that, huh?
So why don't you go and get yourself a second wife? She might nag less than me.
No chance in hell. I'm never getting another wife. You're already more than I can handle as it is. Imagine that. What? Why are you staring at me like that? Do you have suspicions about me?
Me? No. Is there a reason I should have suspicions about you?
Listen, my boob, don't get on my nerves or else...
What? What?
Never mind, good night.
Just go to sleep before you make things worse, okay?
What was it again? The poor man gets the...
The poor man gets the blame.
I'm out of here.
People die, their secrets and mysteries become worthless. Yes?
Hi, it's Gelato. I have good news.
Accident?
Yes, on the road to Chelos, 150th kilometer.
No, sir, I'm sure there's been a mistake.
Unfortunately, Mr. Purbach has passed away.
What's happened?
I don't know.
Good morning.
When did you come?
You were asleep.
I think I had a dream.
About what?
I don't know. It was something bad. Didn't we talk to each other yesterday? About the proposal. But I left a message on your phone.
Dear Pari, either start taking some pills or stop taking the ones you're taking.
Everything around me is changing. And I have no control over it. Wednesday, Kion dies. Have you ever dreamt while you were awake?
Well, what can I do for you, Mr. Salahi?
Please tell me what I should do.
Nothing. You can just go.
Then it's settled?
Everything seems clear.
Then what will happen to this woman?
Nothing. You should all try and get along with each other. And if you can't, I suggest you go to civil court. That's where they deal with marital cases.
Officer, I'm fully aware where they deal with marital cases. The reason I came here is because I want to file a complaint against this woman. Because she's committed slander against me. This is something that I gotta do. This woman is full of lies.
Tell me again, what's her lie exactly? Please.
What do you mean?
Well, she says that she's your wife. It even says so in your ID cards. Everything indicates that she's your wife.
Dear officer, I'm not here because I'm bored. I don't like to take up other people's time either. I've been sitting here now listening to your questions all night. Do you think I just decided to get a second wife on a whim and now I suddenly changed my mind? You're not taking me seriously.
Well, ma'am, what do you think?
About what exactly?
About everything we've talked about. Is he telling the truth? Is he?
I don't know what to say, but I...
Based on your account, you've been living with him for 14 years. You must know him very well. He's saying some people, for whatever reason, are trying to blackmail him, correct? Is that right?
That's correct.
Who are they?
I don't really know. Maybe his colleagues or someone?
Why them?
I really don't know.
Do you trust your husband?
Yes, I think I do.
Do you, or do you think you do?
What difference does it make? What will this solve?
A lot of things.
Tell me, sir, why are you wasting our time? I am the one who filed the complaint here, and you're acting as if I'm the criminal. If you're not going to process my complaint, that's fine. I'll think of something else. There are options. Let's go. We'll solve this on our own.
Be patient, Mr. Salehi. Be patient. You didn't answer my question.
I just can't believe I'm in a police station in the middle of the night. This whole thing just feels like a dream.
You didn't answer my question, ma'am. Do you or do you not trust your husband?
I have never asked you for anything in my life. I just want one thing from you. One thing! And that's for you to trust me.
I trust him.
Find Mr. Rafai for me. It's
yes,
an
sir,
emergency.
Here.
Come in. I want you to explain everything to me from the beginning.
I don't know what else to say. He always treated me like a stranger. He never treated me like a wife. He would never answer me when I asked him where he's going. He would never answer me when I asked him when he'd come home. This made me very upset. You know, I wasn't allowed to see anybody ever. He wouldn't introduce me to his parents or his friends. Oh, and he always seemed suspicious.
How did you two meet?
Parents or his friends. Oh, and he always seemed suspicious.
How did you two meet?
Well, he promised he would divorce his wife, but I don't know why he never did so. I was only his wife on paper. He always kept me hidden.
I asked you how you two met.
Oh, you probably won't believe it if I told you. You know, we met at one of the exhibitions of his ex-wife. I mean, the one who's standing outside. We saw each other a few times. And after that, well, then we just, met after that.
When?
2 years ago.
What drugs do you use?
I don't use any drugs. I mean, you know, sometimes... Out of loneliness, I smoke a few cigarettes occasionally.
Do your parents know?
Know about what?
Your addiction.
I swear I don't have an addiction. I only smoke cigarettes, and that's only when I'm feeling lonely.
And do they know him?
Yes, they know him, but... I haven't talked to my parents for quite a while.
Do you have any friends who can identify him?
Look, sir, I live alone, and he won't let me have any friends. Not friends whatsoever, actually.
I might not be able to explain everything, because I don't know what's going on either. I mean, I don't know who's behind all this, but I'll find them out.
I do understand. That's why I'm calm. Do I look sad to you?
Is this your address? This is your address, right?
Yes.
All right. Then give me the keys to your home.
My
yes,
keys?
Yes, your
Why should I give them to me?
Let me see. She's a con artist, sir. Can I see this?
Sit down. Sit down.
These should be the keys to this address, right?
Yes, that's right.
All right. Do you have any neighbors that can identify this man?
Yes, possibly. Maybe a few. I think so, actually. I mean, Omid really came to visit me over there.
All right. If it's okay with you, I'd like to see your home.
Sure.
No, you stay here. We'll go visit your home.
Whose home?
Your home.
Our home?
Yes. And here's the key.
You mean the address she gave you?
Yes.
But officer, she's talking nonsense. We have no home together.
Please be polite.
You shouldn't believe anything she says.
You shouldn't talk like that in front of your wife.
But she's not my wife. Why are you so simple-minded?
It's rude to talk like that in front of a lady. Come on, let's go. You must be someone important, right?
I don't know, well, maybe.
Tell me, is your home far from here?
My home? Sir, we really need to get on the same page. You know I'm denying the whole thing, yet you keep testing me.
Are you afraid of something?
No.
Tonight, you were planning on going somewhere. Where? You tried keeping it a secret.
Nothing important.
What's important to us may not be important to you. What was it?
Nothing. It had something to do with... my work, it's not related to this.
I'll be the one who decides whether or not it's related. Where were you going?
Do I have to tell you?
Yes.
Well, there are some things I don't want my wife to know.
Hasn't she been through enough because of you? Tell me, what are you hiding from her? Who are you meeting?
I was separately meeting a family member and a colleague.
Please go sit over there.
Officer, I've been sitting here for an hour. My head is broken.
All right, I'll ask someone to be with you shortly. Okay, so why did you insist on keeping them a secret?
The family member didn't want her to know where we were meeting, but she'd find out anyhow.
All right, and the other meeting?
She should never know about the other meeting.
No problem, I won't tell her. What was it?
Well then, for the past 2 years, we've been writing a report about an embezzlement scheme.
All right.
The court sentenced all the culprits to jail, but a few of the more clever ones got away and are currently in hiding.
All right. That's interesting.
That's all.
I see. Where was your report published?
In the newspaper.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a newspaper writer.
So how is that related to tonight?
Well, I knew what the culprits were up to tonight. They were planning on leaving the country tonight with a stolen money.
Tonight?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
We failed. We were planning on going to the airport to report them, but as you can see, instead I'm here with you. The embezzlement scheme.
I see. So you shook the wrong beehive. Could that be why they may have sent her after you?
Either that, or I was stupid enough to get two wives.
Okay. And they were supposed to leave tonight?
Yeah.
All right, we won't visit the address. Hello. Go back inside. I'll be with you shortly. By the way, what was their flight number?
252.
Thank you. I'll be back.
Hey, Ali. I really don't think we should have let Satari go all alone with those two.
What did you expect us to do? Did you expect us all to follow them? You know it's none of our business anyway.
Didn't you read the newspaper today about how two people kidnapped and murdered someone? The poor girl.
I've told you 100 times not to read that stuff in the newspaper. It makes you paranoid.
She really wasn't even that pretty. Did you see her? Was she even better than Satari?
These things are none of our business. We should leave it up to them to handle it.
I'm worried. Ali?
Yes, darling.
Swear to me that if you will ever get a second wife, at least she'll be way hotter and prettier than me.
Don't worry, darling. Whenever I want to get a second wife, I'll find someone who's 100 times prettier than you, okay?
How dare you even speak of another wife? You're never gonna find someone prettier than me.
That's exactly why I'm not gonna get a second wife. You're enough of a handful for me.
Men are so unfaithful. They're always complaining that we try to control them. But if we didn't, they would get 100 wives. All men are all the same.
But I don't have a second wife, so will you please stop it?
I do all the hard work. Yet I'm sure your second wife will become your favorite, and then you won't even look to me anymore.
You know, I think I'm gonna regret ever joking with you. You know, I think I'm just gonna go to sleep right now.
You can't go to sleep. No. Sit right here. In case they need our help when they call us, we need to be here for them. Stay here.
But even if they do call, they'll call Mr. Ferdos, not us, sweetheart.
Just wait until we find out what happens. I don't want to sit alone.
But I'm really tired. At least put these back in the kitchen.
Tell me, how can you sleep at a time like this, Omid?
It's better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all.
I really wish I could believe that you were lying. Then I could get on with my life.
You know, there are 2 kinds of people who never lie. He who has not been born yet, and he who has passed away.
Omid, I'm being serious with you.
I'm being serious too.
Where were you insisting on going tonight? Who did you secretly call just now? Omid, you're driving me crazy. Can you just wake up and answer me already?
First of all, that was last night. It's 4:30 in the morning right now. Second of all, which do you want to know? Last night or the phone calls I just made?
You don't have to tell me. I already said I trust you anyway.
Then I won't tell you. The real value of trust lies in not knowing the truth, yet still trusting your own partner.
I honestly don't think she's your wife, because nobody could really tolerate you for more than 2 days.
Thank God she's not my wife.
I see you're still here.
Hello.
They say 2 kinds of people never sleep. We police officers and you writers.
Yes, that's true.
I asked them to tell you. You can leave. We've been chasing the culprits all night, all because of you.
I'm curious, sir. I'm really, really curious. Was anybody arrested?
A few of them are here now, and the rest, they'll be here shortly.
Did they confess?
Not yet, but they will soon. You should just thank God that everything worked out and you weren't harmed. If you would have entered that house, I can only imagine what would have happened to you.
I would have never gone inside with her.
They had plans for you. A very precise and detailed plan.
Excuse me, what are you two talking about?
What's important is that everything worked out.
So who was that woman?
She was just a tool, a hired actress to play a part.
She was an actress?
Yes, ma'am. Never underestimate the power of money. It can tempt people to do many things. Now, I don't know if this woman was working directly with the people we arrested in the airport, but in any case, we discovered a whole network of people who make money by threatening to ruin others' reputations. These people were professional extortionists. They make a living by targeting the rich. They would steal their personal documents, and with careful planning, depending on the gender, they send either a man or woman, to pressure and blackmail those who were chosen to be unfortunate victims.
But she never asked us for money, did she?
No, she never said anything about money.
She wasn't after your money. She had already received her money by those who hired her. Did you ever find out how she got your ID card? About 3.5 months ago, you gave your ID card to one of your closest friends so he could get you a visa for Spain. Do you perhaps remember giving your friend your visa?
No, that's impossible.
But once you see him in court, then you'll come to realize that all things are surely possible. Mr. Salehi, people who are addicted to drugs, they'll easily sell out their friends. Let this serve as a valuable lesson for you to be more careful about who you trust and who you reveal secrets to. Don't let strangers into your house. And most importantly, don't hand anyone your personal documents, because we're not always lucky enough to catch the criminals. I've witnessed many criminals getting away, and that's something I hope that I'll be able to change.
Is that woman going to be kept here?
Don't worry. She won't be alone. Her friends are coming. Once we create a criminal file on her, she'll be sent to court.
I admit she was a very clever girl.
Yes. To give her credit, she actually played her role very well. Even though at the end, their plan backfired on them. You know, most criminals are smart people. They have to outsmart their victims in order to deceive them. But at the same time, so too are they ultimately as foolish. Otherwise, they would choose a more honest life.
Officer, is it possible for me to see this woman one more time?
Yes, but only if you are willing to write down her life story.
No, thank you. We've had enough of her.
Well, at first it was difficult, but then I got the hang of it. I guess I started by pickpocketing random people. But then I decided I needed to be more ruthless. Otherwise, I wouldn't make ends meet. For me, it's just as much about the money as it is about pleasure. I always hated being poor. And I absolutely hate all men. It's my way of seeking revenge. Ever since that coward left me, I don't want any couple to feel safe. I can't stand the sight of married couples. I had to prove to that coward. I had to prove to him that I could make it on my own, that filthy little man. I could buy anything I want. I don't need him. I wish I could shred all men to pieces with my teeth.
You're a great actress.
I hate all actresses, too. They only know how to pretend and act when they're behind a camera, when they're safe. Let's see them try to play a role in real life like I've had to play all my life.
Officer, you really saved us.
You're welcome. I was only doing my job. You know, that's what I get paid for.
Thank you for all your efforts.
I should thank you. You not only helped yourself, but you also helped us.
That's kind of you. But I wish I could have had the chance to speak to that woman one more time.
Oh, Mead.
Apparently, your husband has taken a liking to her. Are you looking for trouble?
She's just a good case study. I'm a writer, and she would have given me...
Don't worry, I'll let you know.
A lot to write about.
I'll let you know when the court date is. Good night to you both.
I can't say if good night is appropriate. It's practically
goodbye.
Morning.
May God be with you.
After you.
Omid, I'm not going inside.
Now what is it?
Last night, you said there were two things. What's the other thing you're hiding from me?
It's nothing, okay?
Don't start.
Your brother was arriving from Italy with his wife. I was supposed to pick him up from the airport without telling you, and he wanted to surprise you. He's inside.
Hamid?
Yes, Hamid and his wife.
You're lying.
Do I have to convince you all over again that I'm not lying? Don't I deserve a break?
Take this. Take it.
Thank you.